Good afternoon, my AOWs. I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day and week and showed yourself the love that you deserve. In this episode today, you get me solo casting. We're going to talk about when and why should you get a second opinion for menopause care. You know I got lots of thoughts on this. All right, let's do it.
Welcome to Health by Heather Hirsch, a podcast dedicated to uncovering many of the women's health issues many of us are wondering about, but few of us are talking about. My mission is to expose the current gaps in knowledge and care on all things women's health. Enjoy.
Oh my gosh, there's been so much going on in the world of perimenopause and menopause, and obviously so much that I am working on. I think the last time we talked was potentially before I went on the Pause Life cruise, and I've had guests on since then. And I've been having such an amazing month. February has been a month that I have probably felt like I've been leading up to for a really long time. First, I had Balanced Docuseries folks, you can follow them at Balanced Docuseries, come to film in my house. They're filming a documentary all about perimenopause and menopause and just uncovering lots of the myths, misconceptions, and interviewing definitely not just clinicians, women, and just, you know, so many activists, journalists, celebrities, etc. So we spent like 2 whole days filming in my house. It was really a lot of fun. I felt like a little celebrity, like a little mini superstar. But you know, this is really not so much about me. This is about the greater awareness of midlife women's health that has been swept under the rug or never given the attention that it deserves. And I'm glad we're finally at this point. So that was so much fun. And besides for that, I have been growing my telemedicine practice. So I want to tell you a little bit more about that, because I'm sure if you follow me on social media, on Instagram or YouTube, you've heard snippets of this. And I haven't really gotten to sit down and really get into the nitty gritty. And then I want to get into why and when you should get a second opinion. And now I've got so many more options for you. And just, you know, I'm a ball of energy and ideas. So as you may know, I worked in academics for many, many years and really think about that as the beginning stages of forming my identity, of forming organizational skills, as of forming teams, of marketing myself. Because you may or may not know this, but at large academic medical hospitals, money and funding goes to cardiology and cancer centers and not really to menopause centers. I was always looked at as this young, sweet, peppy little doctor who had this little pet project. And after being in academics for many years, I started my own private telemedicine practice. And I have built clinics both at Ohio State and then at Brigham and Women's. And I'm so excited to be building my own. So I launched in April of 2023 after a short stint at a telemedicine practice. But I realized that I, at this point, after having many years of experience and understanding the patient journey, understanding how the clinician needs to function and work, understanding how much, you know, women need to be listened to, how much time it takes, I wanted to do things my own way. And the only way I was going to be able to do that was to have my own practice and really do things my way. And so I launched my practice in April of 2023. And I am so lucky, blessed, honored. I mean, I love my job. And to love your job is this like amazing unicorn thing in and of itself. I get to spend time with the most amazing women on a daily basis, learn from them. And like it's just like a love fest that goes back and forth during our visits. And when I did that, I was just so amazed at women who, you know, stayed with me. You kind of think of like your hairdresser that like leaves and goes to all these different studios and you just keep driving farther and farther to see her or him because they're like the best. And I'm just so honored that so many people stayed with me. And about the fall, so around, you know, like the fall, we're going back a few months now, I was thinking to myself, this clinic has been so successful. I'm so blessed. I'm so honored. But now I'm seeing that my patients are having difficulty getting their follow-ups in. I'm booked out. And so either I'm going to have to work more and then burn out and then move to Costa Rica and sell, you know, cocoa water on the beach. Not cocoa water, coconut water on the beach. Or I'm going to have to raise my prices more. And they're already, you know, good. And then, or I grow and expand. And growing and expanding, you know, is difficult because I've certainly built up a big brand and a personality. And, you know, so, you know, how would I do that? So something else really funny happened in April. I launched my course, How to Prescribe and Manage Hormone Therapy with Ease and Confidence. And this course was originally created for Harvard. When I was faculty there, I created a whole CME course. I had outlined it, but as a Heather, in Heather fashion, I left before that actually like went into motion. So I had this outline for this course. I had, you know, email lists of clinicians, nurse practitioners, docs who wanted to take this course. And I'm like, who wants to take this course? And just, you know, a bunch of people joined. And so at the fall, that walk where I was thinking, how am I going to grow this practice? I was like, wait a second. I have clinicians that have been with me for months, training with me, learning with me, doing complex cases with me, just sort of being in my world and sort of seeing how I just interact, how my mannerisms, just kind of like how I am. And they really started to not just know how I think, but also sort of what is the vibe? What's the vibe? And I am beyond blessed that several of these clinicians in my healthcare provider course have wanted to work with me and see patients who are in different states. And we have done so much work behind the scenes. If you're a patient of mine, we changed our medical records. So I have this whole 8-hour course that I created, everything A to Z that you need to know about menopause and perimenopause and lab work and frequently asked questions. That's all in the new EMR. I make tons of videos for my patients. We went on to create a private Facebook group, and it's just amazing. We made this amazing EMR that's going to incorporate so many facets, so many things to make your experience as a patient really, really fascinating. And so I now have amazing clinicians in New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Oh gosh, now I'm like sweating. Can I remember all these states? Virginia, Maryland, DC, Arizona. Oh my gosh, Utah. Where else? Soon to be Texas. I know you guys are jumping for joy. New Mexico, Illinois, Oregon, and also soon to be Nevada and Colorado, hopefully also Washington State. Whew, I know some of you in the middle are like, Nebraska, Minnesota, I'm coming. We're getting there. Give us a few more months. And I just really want to say from me to you, if you're thinking, gosh, is this going to be as good of an experience as seeing Dr. Hirsch? The answer is a resounding yes. Abso-freaking-lutely. I clearly do not take, you know, my telemedicine, my patients, my practice lightly. It is my life's mission. And I'm so excited to have this growing practice. It is just so amazing. So let's get into this actual topic. I wanted to kind of fill you in, you know, why did I grow? Who did I hire? Who are these people? Should you go see them? Of course, you know, my mission is always to expose the gaps in women's healthcare, give you all the information that you need, and get you armed to go see your own clinicians. And of course, I'm doing all that I can on physician retraining and education. And I couldn't be happier and more blessed to be in this position. So when the heck should you get a second opinion? I jotted down 5 times I think you should get a second opinion. Now, ultimately, if you want to see the best, if you want bespoke, individualized, precision care, you know where to go. Of course, plug my telemedicine practice. But, you know, if you've got a really good doctor, if you want to work with your current care team, if you if you can't see me, if it's not accessible, of course, I've got my podcast and my YouTube and my book and all of the resources that you could use and put together. But ultimately, you know, I really truly think we talk about, you know, again, I've been talking about generational health for, I've been on this like kick for the last couple of weeks because I've been doing so much reading about generational wealth, you know, as especially as I've started my own business, like, and I have to file these, you know, taxes and I don't have just the easy W-2 that comes in the mail anymore. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, what do I do for, you know, my children and as they're getting a little bit older. And so there's so much emphasis on generational wealth, right? Passing that down to your kids. But generational health is really almost similar. Because you staying healthy, you staying vibrant, you staying happy, fulfilled, productive, whether that's a job that pays you or volunteer work or taking care of grandkids or taking care of your neighborhood or taking care of volunteering at your church, whatever it is, the healthier that you are, the better the generations below us are. And truthfully, I think the most important transition in a woman's life is perimenopause through the menopause transition. This is the time where our body changes and how we treat our bodies or how our bodies experience that transition is going to set you up for the next four decades of your life, if not more, if not more. And this is what my entire mission is the fact that this transition has been left out of residency training for internists who deal with chronic conditions and chronic diseases is nothing short of a huge failure on the medical community. We failed women in midlife because we don't think about how these little sex hormones and their decline affect sleep, bones, brains, hearts, pelvic floor, sexual health, self-esteem, metabolism, metabolic syndrome, chronic conditions, you name it. It's wild to me. And so how you feel and how you get through this transition is your generational health, if you ask me. It's not something you can fix at 67. Although don't get me wrong, if you're 67 and you're like, wait, look, it's never too late. It's never too late. But again, it's like investing, right? The sooner the better. Okay, so what are the five times? Again, I think ultimately, if you want to go straight to an expert, if you want to go straight to the stores, if you want to get excellent, top-notch, elite care, you know where to go. But what are the things, the red flags that you should look for when you're like, I need a second opinion? Number one, your doctor says, I don't believe in hormone therapy, or just says no, or just says, I don't know, on an even nicer note. I have heard countless times women say to me, their doctor said they don't believe in hormone therapy. If you hear that, this is a red flag that is not only waving, but that it like someone has lit up in lights, like flashing lights. This is a red flag. This means I have a deep-seated bias. And they're basically telling you that because they're saying, I don't believe in it. Science is not something that you are supposed to believe or not believe if you are a doctor. And so many patients, this is so frustrating because, you know, they'll go see their doctor who says no, or you're too old, or you're too young, or something, right? And then they're like, but they're on social media, and they're watching me and all the other social media docs, and they're like, wait a second. And then, you know, I must say, it must be so confusing that your doctor says this, who you must potentially also respect, and you know, and I'm saying the exact opposite. It's like, don't you all read the same textbook? Don't you all read the same notes? Aren't these facts? Well, truthfully, science is political and estrogen is emotional. People make emotional decisions about estrogen, not factual decisions. If they were making factual decisions, they would know. This is an FDA-approved, safe, and effective treatment. Not only that, but first line for menopausal symptoms. And it's so funny to me because, again, people always, you know, come after, like, say, me on social media. Hormone therapy is an FDA approved to treat mood. Well, antidepressants are not FDA approved to treat hot flashes, but that happens all the time. So, you know, there is this thing that exists that estrogens become emotional or political, or there's an opinion on it, and that is not how it's supposed to be. There is a great study. It's a little old. It was done in 2017. And it showed that the more doctors knew about the large randomized controlled trials, which includes the WHI, the Women's Health Initiative, and many, many, many more trials, the more likely they are to prescribe HRT with confidence and ease. I'll just throw in there. And that's why so many of the providers who come into my course feel so comfortable prescribing hormone therapy, because when they actually get a chance to look at the evidence, they're like, oh my gosh, this is really so good for the majority of women. And women should know all the facts before they decide yes or no to HRT. Because saying no to HRT is a decision just as much as saying yes. And for decades, women, I'm stumbling on my words because I'm talking so fast, haven't had the full consultation from start to finish. So your doctor says, I don't believe in that. They're basically saying, I have a bias that estrogen is dangerous and harmful, to which you need to say, ah, I see that you have a bias. So that's not based in fact. I need to find somebody who's going to base this in fact. And if they just straight say no, and they don't give you any explanation, that's again, very, very close. You need to run away. Now, I encourage my patients sometimes to push back a little bit, because the pushback is going to make physicians start to say like, oh, shoot. Everyone is telling me I need to read Estrogen Matters or Unlock Your Menopause Type, wink, wink, or whatever it might be. And it's because they should. They need to be retrained and they need to be aware that they have a bias. They haven't, you know, again, seen doctors counsel women on hormone therapy probably ever. So they're scared. They don't know how to do it. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to prescribe. So if you hear just straight up no, or I don't believe in that, or something that's they're trying to scare you, you got to go get a second opinion immediately. Number two, it's kind of the blind leading the blind situation. This is a great time for a second opinion. All right, so what's the blind leading the blind? It's, you know, I see this a lot, and patients come to me, and I love patients that come to me with this. And they'll say, okay, I like watched 18 hours of your videos and I went to my doctor and I wanted the patch and the progesterone. And then I like started bleeding. And then he was like, and then I said, well, I watched your video on bleeding. And then I said, let's lower this. And they were like, okay. But it's just like the blind leading the blind. The doctors are like, okay, I've heard that through the grapevine, hormone therapy is a little bit safer than I thought. Sure. Let's go for it. And that's great. That's actually not a bad sign, but it can lead you feel like you're like leading your doctor through this. And as much as you know, again, have been watching hours and hours of content, for many of you who may not be clinicians, there is that point where you get when you're like, I feel like, you know, you should know what you're doing and I shouldn't be telling you what to do. So the blind leading the blind, that's a really great time to have a second opinion. Now at the collaborative, so I've renamed my practice. It was just Heather Hirsch MD. Now it's the Health by Heather Hirsch MD Collaborative. You know, again, you can don't have to just come in and go, but I have many patients that come in, we tee you up, you feel good, we do your follow-up, and then we go back to those doctors. And you know what's great about that is like then those doctors are like, and we're kind of teaching, you know, as we're doing that. So think of it as good for society, I guess. But that's a situation where it's always, you know, when you get to a frustrating point or that sixth sense of, I think that I'm missing some piece of this here, or I think these edges could be smoothed out a little bit, that's a great time for a second opinion. Number three, if you are seeing a doctor that is not prescribing FDA-approved hormone therapy or is only prescribing pellets or compounded hormone therapy. Okay, this one's an obvious one, but let's get into this a little bit. I think with the rise of so many amazing docs on social media, we really are together, you know, demonstrating that we stand behind the narrative that FDA-approved, bioidentical, FDA-approved hormone therapy is the best, and that pellets are dangerous, and that compounded hormone therapy is not necessary or better. In fact, again, there is dangers when you're getting unregulated medications. We talk about this a lot. I have many, many podcasts on it, lots of YouTubes on it. The pellet industry, this wellness industry, these med spas grew because between the years of 2002 and, I don't know, maybe pre-pandemic, there just wasn't enough readily available information on social media and doctors who are prescribing FDA-approved hormone therapy. They just didn't know the studies. They didn't see it counseled. They weren't taught in med school. They weren't taught in residency. Now that the message is getting louder and stronger, hopefully the pellet industry, I think it's going to take longer than this. It is, but hopefully that grip's starting to weaken. But truthfully, again, I've got many shows on this. Please feel free to kind of check through some of those. But you want to be on FDA-approved hormone therapy. It is the most well-studied and it is the safest. Pellet industry is going off of the fears. In fact, if anything, they're just furthering the fears from the WHI and making money off of that, truth be told. Because the fear that arose in 2002 on FDA-approved HRT, which was at the time this big study was on oral Premarin and oral Prempro, which now we use more plant-based estradiol, progesterone, prometrium, which are your, quote, bioidenticals. They're using that fear, that vulnerability to sell you these things, that unregulated medicine that they're injecting into your butt. I will tell you, I've been doing menopause for a decade. I have treated thousands of women, and I have never seen anyone harmed from FDA-approved hormone therapy. Believe it or not, I've seen more women harmed from insulin, but I have seen hundreds of women harmed from pellets. Hundreds. I have seen hair loss, acne, astronomical weight gain from all the testosterone in the super therapeutic levels. I have seen, you know, deepening of their voice. I had an opera singer whose voice deepened because of pellets. And I have seen uterine cancer from compounded hormone therapy where women are not getting progesterone absorbed. So truthfully, and again, don't have enough time, but the dangers of unregulated, compounded, or injectable, you know, pellets is outrageous. And, you know, if you go to the doctors, your doctors, and that's the only option they give you, you got to run. You got to run. You got to run away. You need a second opinion. You need to find someone who's going to prescribe you FDA-approved hormone therapy. And I think, as what you guys tell me, is what my patients tell me, you know, I see this a lot in large cities. So New York City, Los Angeles, Texas, we're coming. I've got an amazing doc in Texas, hopefully a nurse practitioner sometime in Texas. So you've got some options. We got to get you on FDA-approved HRT. And I know there's a lot of you. I know we're coming. Texas. Oh my gosh, when I was in Ohio, even here, I live in upstate New York, in Rochester, New York, there is a place that does pellets literally down the street by where like Lululemon and Starbucks is. And I'm right here. I kind of want to go. I should do an undercover. No, I'm not. I can't. I won't be able to hold it. And if you know me at all, I won't be able to hold it in. But you've got to run. I haven't done a why not to use pellets in a while. I will do one again soon. I've got a TikTok coming out on that. All right. Number four, you're a complicated case. Even if these docs are learning about hormone replacement therapy and you've got some flashing yellow lights, or maybe you've got some red lights, which we talk about those in my Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass. We talk about that in my healthcare provider class. But let's say you've had a blood clot, or you've had breast cancer, or you've had a heart attack, or maybe you have hypertension, diabetes, dyslipidemia, and you're obese. Maybe you have severe depression. Maybe whatever it might be, right? Smush all those together. It's very rare. Although it happens, it's very rare that, you know, I see a 52-year-old with no medical history who's completely doing great except for her menopausal symptoms. So we're all a little complex. But if you've got something that's complex, you need a doc who's either, done my healthcare provider course or has a lot of experience, extensive experience, because it is so likely. I was going to say, look at me in the eyes. It is so likely that actually you are a candidate for hormone replacement therapy. Now, I don't say that lightly, and certainly it's not the case that everyone needs to take hormone therapy. It's not the case that there is one right way to get through menopause. I want to make that abundantly clear. It's just that I want all women to have all the facts, because there are lots of benefits and lots of safety around hormone replacement therapy. So if you're a complex case, and you know your doctor is just going to shut you down because they may know the surface levels of HRT, or, you know, the intro, the menopause HRT 101 class, but you need a 102 or 103 doc, that's really when you want to get a second opinion. Now, I know you're all thinking, great, where am I going to get to these second opinions? I know. you know, I was asked this on the Pause Life Cruise, like, where are women to go? And it's difficult. I wish I could just rattle off a list for you, but I've been doing this long enough to know that even if I say, look at the menopause.org website and look for someone who's, you know, certified by the Menopause Society, I know you guys tell me all the time, this menopause certified doctor's prescribing pellets. This menopause certified doctor didn't listen to me. This menopause doctor, you know, says no, or says I only have a certain time to be on it. And it's frustrating because look, the difference is a very experienced, knowledgeable, open-minded, smart clinician, and I wish they grew on trees. Now, I, as you know, I'm trying to train them and grow my practice because they know the things. They know what's up. But it's not always easy. It's not always easy. So again, I'm hoping to expand so that I'm in every single state. And I know that it's time and it's resources, but I do believe it's going to provide you with that generational health. It's going to be the best money that you spent because it's going to set you up for decades of really good health. Something where you feel better, where you feel really confident about your regimen and what your choices were through midlife and menopause. All right, the last one is, you know, sort of a hodgepodge of anyone who's trying to scare you, anyone who's trying to, you know, give you misinformation, and anyone who's trying to sell you a bunch of other crap. I don't want you being taken advantage of. I want to make sure you're getting just what you need and not needing to go over and above that. I think that really truthfully, when women come to see me and we talk about hormone therapy, they'll often ask me like, okay, Dr. Hirsch, what supplements do you recommend? What diet do you recommend? How should I sleep? How should I eat standing up? Should I eat lying down? Should I run on the treadmill and sing Taylor Swift? I'm like, guys, you know, if we're just starting on hormone therapy, truthfully, there is a huge physiologic process that's going on. And let's just change one thing at a time. Like, life is hard enough. And then when we start feeling better, then when we start, you know, reaching our health goals, if there are little gaps here and there, we can fill those in with the best tips for lifestyle or tiny changes or maybe some supplements as well. But really, really truthfully, I want you, when you get that gut feeling of like, do I really need this? You know, think it through, be your own advocate. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. I have the most gratitude and the most love for you, for this beautiful career, this job that I get to do, the amazing women that I get to see. I would love to see you as a patient. I try to support my patients from A to Z. I know that an hour is not enough time. An hour is not enough time. And that's why I have courses for you. I've sent videos to my patients. I've got an amazing support staff. And I have even more surprises in store because you know that I do. You know that I'm always thinking, what's coming next? What's really big? How can I help women through this transition? How can I make this seamless, effortless, exciting, empowering? So I've got so many things up my sleeves. I hope that you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Next week is Presence Week. I'm going to be out with my family, but I have an incredible episode for you with an amazing women's health cardiologist for rounding out Women's Heart Health Month. You are going to love this episode. I mean, I'm telling you, like, top five, hands down. We had just an amazing time podcasting together about women's heart health, the benefits of hormone therapy on heart health. You're not going to want to miss it. So that's coming out next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. From me to you, love you. And I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day. Thank you guys, as always, for listening to the show. If you love the show, you're going to love my new book, Unlock Your Menopause Type. This book is really meant to help you identify and target and therefore best treat your most bothersome menopause symptoms. In the book, I go through all the different ways menopause can be treated with HRT, of course, non-hormonal therapies, and diet, exercise, and lifestyle. You can get the book anywhere books are sold. And if you are so inclined, please leave a book review wherever you bought your book. I will absolutely be thanking you. I hope you enjoy reading it as much as I enjoyed writing it. If I haven't already done so, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to my show. Consider subscribing so you never miss an episode. Also, if you love the show, your stars or a quick review could really help other women who are searching for information on menopause and midlife around the globe find this show. If you want to work with me, consider the Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass. The link for that is in the description to this show. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for all your support, and I'll see you next week for a brand new episode.